August 5, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Baffling Call of God. And all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. And they understood none of these things. Luke 18, 31 and 34. God called Jesus Christ to what seemed unmitigated disaster. Jesus Christ called his disciples to see him put to death. He led every one of them to the place where their hearts were broken. Jesus Christ's life was an absolute failure from every standpoint, God's. But what seemed failure from man's standpoint was a tremendous triumph from God's, because God's purpose is never man's purpose. There comes the baffling call of God in our lives also. The call of God can never be stated explicitly. It is implicit. The call of God is like the call of the sea. No one hears it, but the one who has the nature of the sea in him. It cannot be stated definitely. It cannot be stated definitely what the call of God is to, because his call is to be in comradeship with himself for his own purposes. And the test is to believe that God knows what he is after. The things that happen do not happen by chance. They happen entirely in the decree of God. God is working out his purposes. If we are in communion with God and recognize that he is taking us into his purposes, we shall no longer try to find out what his purposes are. As we go on in the Christian life, it gets simpler, because we are less inclined to say, "Now why did God allow this and that?" Behind the whole thing lies the compelling of God. There's a divinity that shapes our ends. A Christian is one who trusts the wits and wisdom of God and not his own wit. If we have a purpose of our own, it destroys the simplicity and the leisureliness which ought to characterize the children of God. That's the end of Oswald's text. It is also quite natural for us to consistently be looking to know what God is doing in our lives or to see what his purpose might be for us. Yet as Oswald's message is very clear, the call of God is not something that we can put our arms around. It is something that we put our heart around and our heart into. It almost doesn't matter to a bride where she lives or where she goes, if she's desperately in love with her husband, and vice versa. What matters, home is where the heart is. And if the heart is in the heart of God, that is what God chooses to do and purposes to do is of no consequence, because we're at home and we're at peace and we are fulfilled in pleasure and being so in tune with the heart of God that we simply want to be in his presence. And that is the place where he wants us to be so that he can express his life through us and express his affection through us to those in need of him.